Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 118:1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 118:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. When it feels as if our life is filled with blessings and we're surrounded by those we love, our praise tends to flow from us easily. We readily proclaim, God, You are good. You are so loving and faithful and true. It might take all of our strength, however, to praise Him when life feels painful or uncertain. But God doesn't invite us to praise Him because He needs our affirmation. He's the all-sufficient creator of the universe who is fully confident in who He is and His authority to reign. He invites us to regularly practice thanksgiving for our benefit because He knows the power of a grateful heart in fighting depression and anxiety, in increasing our awareness of God's hand in our lives and all the ways that He's blessed us, and in increasing our intimacy with Him. And so, throughout Scripture, He encourages us to maintain a posture of gratitude and praise. This past November 8th, I talked about this in detail on the Faith Over Fear podcast during an encouraging conversation with Becky Harling, Bible study teacher and author of The Extraordinary Power of Praise, a study of the Psalms for the Anxious Heart. It was a phenomenal study for anyone struggling with bouts of anxiety. Through it and our conversation, she helps us understand God's tender heart towards us, specifically in His instructions regarding maintaining a posture of praise. If you haven't yet listened to that episode found on lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast app, I encourage you to do so. Thanksgiving helps to remind us that although our situation might hurt, our world isn't always completely dark. Often, if we lift our gaze, we'll notice rays of light breaking through our storm, the God of light breaking through our storm. And so we give thanks to the Lord, recognizing that every good and perfect gift, every burst of color across the evening sky, every child's laughter, and every loved one's hug ultimately comes from Him, the source of all that is good. As today's verse proclaims, His loving kindness endures forever. The word our Bibles often translate as loving kindness, or at times steadfast love, comes from the word hesed in the original Hebrew. And this refers to His steadfast, merciful, compassionate, benevolent, covenantal, and never-ending love towards you and I, His children. His love is steadfast. It is firm and steady, unshakable. In Isaiah 54, verse 10, our God promised, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed. His love will never end. It never runs out, nor will it decrease over time. His love is unconditional, which means it isn't dependent on you or I. Nothing we do could cause Him to love us more, nor could we ever do anything that would make Him love us less. He loves us perfectly at every moment, for now to forever, because His love is rooted in who He is. his goodness, not in who we are. This also means that he doesn't show favorites. He doesn't love the megachurch pastor or international evangelist more and the inner city prostitute less. His love is benevolent. Psalm 116, verse 2 tells us that our Creator, the most powerful being in all the universe, bends down to listen to us. We see such a beautiful example of this in Jesus Christ, God the Son, who literally came to earth to our level, lived as a man, and made a way for you and I, lowly mortals, to have a relationship with him. God remembers that we are dust, meaning that we are created mortal beings, weak and flawed and in desperate need of him. And as our kind and faithful Father, it brings him joy to meet our needs. In Scripture, God's hesed is also used to describe how he protects us and how he redeems us from our enemies. In Psalm 144, verse 2, King David wrote, speaking of God, "He is my loving ally and my fortress, my tower of safety, my rescuer. He is my shield, and I take refuge in him." God's hesed guarantees that he is for us, not against us. In Exodus 15:13, after God had rescued the ancient Israels from an approaching army, Moses, their leader, saying, "With your unfailing love," so your hesed, "you lead the people you have redeemed. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home." Our loving, faithful God guides us to our sacred home, or more accurately, he leads us to himself. He is our home. And for this, for who he is and all that we have in him, we give praise. This Thanksgiving, as we're considering all of the blessings God has given us this past year, may we pause to reflect on the greatest gift of all, God's love lavished upon us, pursuing us, protecting and comforting us, and holding us secure. Let's pray. Holy Father, you indeed are good. You are merciful, loving, faithful, attentive, and kind. Your loving kindness endures forever. Thank you that your love for us is dependent on who you are, on your character, on your heart, and not on who we are. Help us to rest in your love and help us to praise you for who you are and for everything we have in you. When life is hard, lift our gaze so that we can see those beams of light breaking through our darkness. And when life is good, help us to celebrate all of the blessings that you have provided. We love you and we praise you. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.